Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and 30-year business coach. Listen in as amazing, world-changing authors, speakers, and coaches share their struggles and victories, and hear from best-selling authors' insight into how you, too, can live your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you for being with us here today. Special shout out to Mark Pogue, who is the author of that song, Money Can't Buy, a great album, Through the Fire. And I'm really blessed that my good friend Mark allowed me to use the intro to that song as the intro for our show here today. I really feel blessed as well that you're here today, because honestly, I know what the importance of time is. You know, there's no difference in this respect between you and Steve Jobs, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, anybody you want to name, you know, going back in time, Andrew Carnegie, any of those people, you know, Mahatma Gandhi, Mother Teresa. I'm not just talking about people who have money. The thing that we all have in common is we all get 24 hours in our day. And how we choose to spend them is so important. And I know that when you give to us here on the show the valuable commodity that is your time, that it's a blessing. And I'm honored by that blessing. So thank you for being here today. I really want to encourage you that where you are right now is perfect. And that by the end of this show, you're going to have some stuff. I have such an amazing guest for you today. I'm not going to sneak ahead for the 5 or so minutes before I introduce her. But I can tell you that this particular episode is filled with things that are going to have you bouncing up and down in your seat, excited for that thing that you're meant to do in life, and maybe even giving you some possibilities of some other things that you want to do in your life. Because ultimately, there's a purpose. There's a reason that we're here. I hope you know yours. You know, I've been pretty open on the show, and yet I'm still, just this last week, you know, just as I've been recording this and going through the things that are happening in my current life this week, I'm realizing how powerful the purpose that's on my life is, and how for granted I've taken it, and how much I have to put all of me into what I do. That's what each of us needs to do. It's pour our entire beings into being that purpose. Because only you can fulfill that. Only you can be you. We have amazing guests that come on this show. And today is going to rock your socks, I promise you. But even with as great as they are, the one thing they can't do is they can't be you. So I need you to scoop up your purpose. I hope you know it. If you don't, let's talk about it. Let's really get together and really define your purpose. But if you know your purpose, I want you to scoop it up. Hold it tight in your arms throughout the course of this entire episode today. I want you to really see that there is a reason, there is a purpose, there is something that only you can do. And then I want you to be inspired to realize the potential that living full out, being all that you are meant to be, and having a strong, powerful plan with that. How important that is for you, but more importantly, how impactful that is to the world as you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to WeHelpYouThrive.com. Check us out and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. Thanks for joining us here today on Thriving Entrepreneur. We have an amazing guest for you. Now, don't get me wrong, all of our guests are amazing, but there are some of them that are just such close personal friends to me, and I know what they're going to bring to you. So today, we're going to talk about the power of really finding total freedom in your life, financially, emotionally, all those kind of things. What would life be like if you were empowered to be not just the best you can be, not just all that you can be, but that you could be empowered to do the thing that only you can do in this world? What would you do? What would life look like? Well, join me in welcoming my dear friend, Cece President. How are you doing today, Cece?
I'm always better when I get to hear your voice, Steve.
So, Cece, there are so many amazing things that I could say about you, but I don't want to crowd up the whole show just talking about how amazing you are. It'd be fun, but that would, you know, I could do that by myself. But tell us a little bit about where you came from up until this point.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, it's so funny, Steve. One of the things that I laugh about is I say that, you know, I've been an entrepreneur forever. So my very first business, I was in the, I think, fourth or fifth grade, Steve. In my very first business, I used to make Pac-Man-shaped French fries and sell them outside of my house. And I would literally take a potato, cut it up into the shape of a Pac-Man. Okay, if you have any millennials who are listening to this, a Pac-Man, you have to describe, a Pac-Man is a character from a game that we used to play, an arcade game we used to play. And I would take a potato and I would cut it into the shape of a Pac-Man. And I would sell it to people outside my home because I realized that there was a greater margin in selling Pac-Man shaped french fries than there was in selling lemonade. So that was truly just the beginning, Steve. And, you know, from there, I just always loved the idea of taking something that I was passionate about. There are two things I loved in the fourth grade were french fries and Pac-Man. I'm just saying. And it was all, there was something always inside of me about, you know, taking things that I loved and sharing them with other people. And that just always got me excited. And so, you know, I after undergrad and grad school, I started my first business, not very successfully, but it was business. And, but it just kept going and kept going. And then business number three finally hit. I created a real estate business. That business ended up taking me to my first seven-figure business, which was very, very exciting. And then a few years after that, started another business. That was an IT consulting business that also hit seven figures, and was very excited about that. Here's the fun part, though, Steve. And I always like to say to people, you know, after a death and a downturn in the economy that both ultimately led to a divorce, I found myself, though, even after having created two amazingly successful seven-figure businesses, I found myself in my mid-40s having to work a job, you know? And so I'm so grateful for that job because that's how I got to meet you as the director of global partnerships for a beautiful woman that you know very, very well by the name of Lisa Nichols in the company called Motivating the Masses. And I did that for a number of years and I got to travel the world and share this message of, you know, transformation and abundance and freedom, you know, with people all across the world. And, you know, I would spend about 175 days a year on the road sharing that message of, you know, again, transformation, abundance, and freedom. And the one thing that I didn't have in my life, Steve, was freedom, right? I didn't have that. And I knew that I didn't have that when my soulmate, the sweet darling love of my life that I had loved since I was 18 years old. And we were finally talking about when we were going to be married. And I remember us talking about our wedding day. And I said, well, honey, we have to do our wedding in July because that's the only month it'll fit on my calendar. Right, I know. And it was in that moment that I knew I needed to do something different. And so I did.
That is so huge. Because I think a lot of us, we just stay busy and we never really realize how busy we are. Or we do, all we do is complain about it.
Right. Absolutely. And you know what? My busy was sexy, right? Like my busy looked like I'm on a beach in Australia one week and a beach in Costa Rica the next week and a beach in Thailand the next week. So my busy looked really sexy and it looked very compelling. And from the outside, it looked like, wow, what an amazing, amazing life, you know? But it's only when you truly look at what you're doing every day and asking yourself some critical questions like, is this filling you up? Is it truly giving you what you want ultimately if you died today? You know, any one of these questions will do, you know, but it's if you died right now today, you know, how would you feel? Would you feel like, you know, you had done all the things that, you know, that God put you here to do? You know, when I started asking myself those questions, I wasn't very excited about the answers.
So here you are on a beach somewhere, exciting. Everybody else is jealous of you.
Right.
And you realize you're not happy. Hmm. So, I mean, change is hard. Let's not lie to people and be like, and then I just made a change and it was just so easy.
No.
How did you even embrace that you needed to make that change?
You know what? I'm going to tell you how it started. This I don't talk about this often, but I'll tell you how it started. I had a very good friend. I had a very good friend by the name of David Wood. And David was a partner. He was also a partner. As a director of global partnerships, I literally would go around the world, you know, hand selecting some of the most amazing partners and working with them to really expand the Lisa Nichols brand, the Motivating the Masses brand, to provide more opportunities for Lisa to be on bigger stages and many of our other speakers and coaches to be on those stages as well. And so David, who is a man who is, you know, incredibly accomplished, happened to be one of those partners. And I had put together some, you know, something for Lisa to participate in some events he was doing across the world, a couple of events in two different parts of the world. And he, you know, because we were very close, he knew a lot about my life and he knew about the fact that I was getting ready to get married. And while I was with him, one of his partners is a company that provided nutritionals, and it's called Isagenix. And he was a part of this company, and so one day he literally asked me, he said, "Cece, how many days do you spend a year on the road?" And I said, you know, proudly, right? I was proud. "Oh, about 175 days a year." And he said, "Wow. And so how's that going to work when you get married?" And it was truly in his asking that one question, I really felt like somebody had kicked me in my stomach. And I was like, "Oh, yeah, I don't know. I'm kind of working on that right now." And he said, "Well, let me say this. I know you do incredibly well with Lisa. I know you love the work that you do with her. But can I say this to you?" He said, "You know, you wanted to try these products. Go ahead and try them. You know, it's a network marketing company. So try enough to do enough to," he said, "stay active." I didn't know what this meant, right? He said, "Do enough to stay active. Because you get all these points and all of this kind of stuff. And the points turn into money should you ever decide to do something different." And in that very moment, Steve, I have this quote that I live by. And the quote says, "I admire and model rich and successful people." And so in that moment, as soon as he said that, told me what to do, he said, "Just stay active, just do enough and get these points." I didn't know what the heck it meant. But I knew that, well, let's just say it this way. David happens to own his own private island off the coast of Belize. So he qualifies, Steve, as a rich and successful person that I admired and would model. And I did. It started just with that little crack, right, in my heart. It started with that little crack in my heart. And so as I went on to use this nutrition that he had introduced me to backstage, it's kind of funny, Steve, I have to tell you this quick story. So when we were at his event, we were backstage, Lisa and her assistant and I, we were backstage and somebody said, "Hey, do you want a shake?" And I was like, "Oh, okay, sure." And so I, you know, drank the shake and I was like, "Oh my God, this is delicious. What's in here?" And they were like, "Water." And so I was like, "Okay." So the second day of the event, they said, "Cece, would you like another shake?" I'm like, "Oh my gosh, yes, absolutely. I love another shake." So by the third day of this event, Steve, I was like, "So listen, we're going to skip our breakfast this morning. Can you have our shakes ready when we get there?" Right? It was so delicious. So I started, but I didn't know anything about it. I didn't know anything about anything. And Margaret, who was Lisa's assistant, said to me, "Cece, I want us to do this together." I'm like, "Well, what is it? It's just a shake." She's like, "No, it's this whole nutrition system that has the side effect that you can lose weight and get more energy." I'm like, "What, girl? Like, absolutely. Let's do it." Steve, I didn't know how much it cost. I didn't know what was in it. All I knew is that I liked the taste and my girlfriend said, "Let's do it together." So I'm like, "Totally, let's do it together." And so what happened for me really was after I started using this nutrition, like it would take us another hour for me to tell you all the amazing things that happened inside of my body from taking this nutrition, but I'll give you a short little snippet. So in like the first 90 days, first of all, energy through the roof. Like I had never felt this kind of energy in my body, like ever. Mental clarity, like my brain, like it just looked like stuff was greener. Like the trees were greener, the sun shone brighter. Like my brain just felt clear. My body started to completely transform. My health started to transform. You know, my doctor was like, "What in the world? You were here 6 months ago and you were 30 pounds heavier and pre-diabetic. What did you do?" you know, so everything just changed. And so my friends were just like, you know, looking at me, and they were like, oh my God, Cece, you look amazing. What are you doing? I'm like, oh, it's this isogenic stuff. I love it. You got to try it. How do you do it? I don't know. Hold on. Let me call the 800 number, right? Like, Steve, I was ignorance on fire. I didn't know anything. A few months later though, I was coming back from a trip from Bogota, Colombia. And I remember being on the plane. It was a long trip. We had gone somewhere before that. I can't even remember where we were. It was tough. It was really tough. And Steve, I remember being on the plane and saying, there has to be another way. There has to be another way. And I got home. My husband, who was my fiance at the time, said to me, baby, so you got an envelope from Isagenix. It feels like there's a credit card in here. And I was like, oh, baby, remember I told you my girlfriends asked me what I was doing, and I told them this Isagenix stuff, blah, 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 blah. And, you know, I said, I got them started, and some of them, their husbands got started, their friends got started. I said, you know, the company pays me for that, right? Like, seriously, Steve, I was ignorant on fire. So I go on, and he's like, okay. So I go online, I look at the credit card and see what's on there. And there was almost $2,000 on that card. And I remember in that moment saying, oh my gosh, if I can create $2,000 by accident, what could I do if I were being intentional? You know, and so I just became intentional. I just started sharing with intentionality. One, I started learning. Look, let's start there. Steve, let's start there. One, I started learning what the heck is in these products that made me go from, you know, made me, that truly transformed my health in this way, that made me go from feeling like a 2 inside of my body to a 10 inside of my body. Like, what is doing that? And like, what is this network marketing industry all about? I've been a traditional business owner all my life. You know, what is this industry about? I've heard all these crazy things about it, you know? So one was just learning what I had in my hands. And two was just, you know, sharing with people intentionally, people that, you know, that I knew wanted to transform something about their health or about their finances. And because of that intentionality, about 6 months later, exactly 3 years and 2 days ago, I was able to retire from that job with Motivating the Masses. And the beauty is, you know, we're in a situation now where I never have to ever get a job again. And that feels amazing.
That is awesome. That is really awesome. That's cool. So, you know, let's talk a little bit about that. So, you never have to get a job again. You're retired. What does that make your day look like? What does that make your life look like?
You know what? It's so funny. So I'm going to tell you, me, myself. Now, I have some very massive goals inside of my business. So my day looks like structure with flexibility, right? So there are only a few triggers that you have to pull in order to be successful in this business. There are only a few what I call, you know, income producing activities that one can do. And so what I do is I structure my day so that I get in those income producing activities on a daily basis, you know, but it's structured with flexibility. So sometimes, you know, sometimes I want to hang out with my husband. And so maybe those income producing activities happen while, you know, we're driving from point A to point B and I'm sitting on the phone and I'm, you know, sending out a couple of text messages. You know, sometimes it looks like, you know, my mother-in-law is at a long-term care facility. And sometimes it looks like, you know, I do a little bit while I'm over there. Sometimes it looks like, you know, I go and sit in my backyard. I have a beautiful backyard with lots of trees. And, you know, I live in Cleveland, Ohio, so we're the tree city. So sometimes it means I'm sitting in my backyard on my little lawn chair and I'm doing stuff out there. Or sometimes I drive down to the lake and do stuff. So I have, you know, structure because this is important to me. And because my particular goals are so massive, but it's structure with flexibility. So I like to say I live my life, right? I live my life and I do my business in the pockets of my life. Does that make sense?
Yeah. Yes, absolutely it does. Yeah. I get that. So you went through a time during that 3 years where you just couldn't work. There was life.
Yep.
And I think I want to talk about that because I don't think traditionally we really think about stuff like that. And because of what Kathy and I went through with her mom, you know, I think it happens to everybody, but I don't think anybody plans for it.
No.
So no. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So March of last year, my mother-in-law went from completely healthy to being on hospice in about a 90-day period. And it caught us completely off guard, you know, and it was probably the one of the hardest things, if not the hardest thing I've ever done in my entire adult life. And when I say I showed up in a way that I never imagined possible, I mean, Steve, if my mother-in-law was in the hospital, I stayed overnight. If she was in rehab, then I was with her twice a day. The only days I wasn't with her twice a day are the days that I was there three times a day. You know, if I was at home, that meant I was on the phone call with a doctor or with her health insurance or with her, you know, the guy who cut the lawn. I was constantly in action. And for 8 months while we were on this journey, for 8 months, I did not work one single solitary day in my business. Not one. I focused 100% of everything God put inside of me on that lady. You know, and my husband is so grateful because he says, he's like, babe, you willed her to live. Like you put her life on your back and you willed her to live. And I truly believe that, you know, and for those 8 months, I got to focus on her with zero distractions. And yet, because what I built was an income producing asset, Steve, every single week of those 8 months, I got paid from my company. Because there were people around the world, right? Like, you know, I built a global business. So there were people around the world. Some were in, you know, California. Some like you were in California. Others were in Kuala Lumpur, Malaysia. You know, some were in Australia. Some were in Austin, Texas. But because people around the world were using these products and then sharing them with people because of the results that they produce inside of the body, I was able to focus my energy on, you know, on that beautiful soul of a mother-in-law that I was blessed with. So yeah, it was a turning point. I'm going to tell you, it was an absolute turning point for me in my business too, because before that, my goal around my business was, you know, I just love my life of freedom. And it was always like, oh, I just want a life where I get to take a 6-month vacation twice a year, right? Like it was very, you know, it was very esoteric and it was very much around me and my husband. And I just wanted to spend time with my husband and I wanted to retire him. You know, my goal was always to retire him, you know, in 5 years. And, you know, it was all this stuff about me. And I'm going to tell you, Steve, something shifted inside of me after walking through that experience with her. And when I came back to work, finally, September of last year, I was on fire, like fire, to share this opportunity because I knew that I wasn't the only person who needed it. I knew I wasn't the only person whose family needed them to be there at a crucial moment. And yet the family also required the income that they produced. And I just knew that, like, I just knew that there were people out here praying for a solution. And, you know, there was something that triggered in me that was like, I have to be bold enough to be the answer to those people's prayers, period. You know? And so now when I talk about my business, it's all around. I created because of my background in coaching. I don't know why you didn't tell me to do this a while ago, but I finally like use my coaching background to say, let me develop a coaching program for people in my business that want to do this. So I developed a coaching program called Six Figure Freedom. And it's for people that are a part of our organization who truly want to create a six-figure residual income. An annual six-figure residual income, because what I know is that at that, they're free to do whatever. Folks will create seven figures. Look, I don't have to worry about that, right? They'll create that. I'm not going to worry about that. But I know that there is something that happens inside of the mind of an entrepreneur when they crack that six-figure ceiling. And when I can help them do that in a way that's residual, whatever they create after that, you know, will be beautiful and special and, you know, that sort of thing, you know? And so after having walked that journey, everything for me changed. So it's about how do I help more people create that six-figure freedom in their lives so that they get to live the life that they want by design, you know, and not a life that they have to live by default.
I don't even want to step away for a commercial break. I know you guys are loving Cece. We're going to take a real quick break here, and then we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. You're listening to Thriving Entrepreneur, and today I'm joined by my close friend, Cece President. She's talking about financial freedom, life freedom, emotional freedom, how to really be free in life, how to have what you do be supported from what you do, if that makes any sense. Cece's making a lot more sense out of it than maybe what that says to you. But what I know is there's some powerful things that only you can do, but you have to have the freedom. You have to be free emotionally, mentally, physically, and financially, as well as you need to have the time to show up in the world as the person that you're meant to be. I want that for you. I want you to want that for yourself as well. Now let's jump back in with Cece here and let's get some more nuggets of wisdom as she talks to us more about really, truly living a life of freedom. And, you know, I know some people would say, yeah, but Cece, you and Steve, you're used to looking at your monthly spreadsheet and seeing these big numbers on there that you got to come up with and then coming up with solutions. But what I really need to do is I just need to cover $2,000 a month in order to live. You know, I know some people are just at that point, you know, the even six figures is a little much for them to think about right now.
I agree. Oh, I absolutely agree.
How real is it and how doable is it?
So here's what I know. So how real is it? So I'm going to tell you, I am always, my brain, let me tell you how my brain functions. My brain is always thinking about, you know, highest and best, highest and best, highest and best, right? But my skill set is one that knows to walk people through the process. And so there are some people that don't even recognize. So there are some people that, first of all, like you said, don't even see a possibility for a six-figure residual income. And so there are many people that are part of my organization that I'm just like, hey, listen, you tell me, what do you want? You know, what do you want to create? I have a team member that said, Cece, so I bought a car and it's $750 a month and I didn't ask my husband's permission before I bought that car. And I really want to be able to pay the note without, you know, without impacting our family. Can you help me do that? Absolutely, I can help you create $750 a month, right? So there's some people that are there and I'm going to, you know, and I'm going to build the system to help them get to that $750 a month. There are other people that say, you know, Cece, I want to, you know, listen, I just want to replace this part-time job that I have, you know, and that's $1,000 or $2,000 a month. And perfect, great. I have a system to help you. But then ultimately for those people who truly do want that six-figure freedom, there's a system for that, you know? And I just work with them just a little bit differently. But again, like I said, there's only a few income-producing activities. There are only a few levers. Right? You hit the lever 5 times a day, you're going to get this result. You hit the lever 10 times a day, you get this result. You hit the lever 50 times a day, you get a different result. So I'm teaching people the exact, those levers. I'm teaching people how to do those levers. And what happens for, what I find with most of my team members is, you know, like my team member that said, you know, can I, that $750 a month, once she exceeded that, which, you know, for her took kind of a few months, right? I think like six months, maybe. I think she was at that amount. But what she was like was, wait. Well, first of all, she never got to 750. She really went to about $1,100, $1,200, something like that. But she, once she was at that rate, she was like, but do you think I could do more? I'm like, absolutely. How many more levers are you, you know, how many more times are you willing to pull those levers? And it truly is that simple. I promise you there is absolutely nothing, nothing, nothing special about me in this opportunity with one exception. One exception. I'm willing to help more people. I'm willing to have more conversations. I'm willing to listen to people's prayers. I'm willing to offer people a solution to their prayers. It's just my willingness. That's the only thing different. Now, let me tell you, I've had other businesses before. I would talk about two of them. One, my real estate business, right? When I got started with my real estate business, there are some specialized skills that I needed. So when I got started in my real estate business, Steve, I spent a couple $1,000s on my education, a few thousand on my education. And then a few $1,000s on some upfront costs. I spent maybe $7,000 cash in my first house. So it probably cost me, and I did it, you know, in a cheap way, but it probably cost me $15,000 before I made my first dollar in real estate. I had to invest about $15,000, right? I used to be one of my businesses, I was literally a day trader. Don't laugh at me, Steve. I literally was a day trader. And I would buy, you know, 2,000 shares of stock, hold it for 3-4 minutes, take out $1,500 out of the market and be done, right? And I did that for about a year, two different times. Now, to do that, to buy those 2,000 shares of stock, I might need $50,000 in order to do that. And I needed a whole lot of specialized skills to do that. I trained in the stock market for 7 months, 8 months before I even started trading with cash. So it required the education, which cost me several thousand dollars. It required the 8 months of training. Where I could only trade on paper, so I didn't lose any money. And it required I have $50,000 in the bank sitting there that was actually at risk in the market. I could have lost it just as easily as I made money. I have lost as easily as I made money. Those are specialized skills and specialized resources. What I do now, teaching people how to be a professional network marketer, I now have a solution that's like, oh my God, nobody has to be special to do this. You just have to be willing to help other people. Nobody has to, I mean, we're talking about a business for less than $1,000. Literally. See, like, who gets to do that? My website for my last business was an IT consulting business. My website was $4,000 by itself. Right? We're talking about helping people start a business that for $1,000 or less. And by the way, that investment is their food that they're going to eat that's going to make them healthier, feel better, more energy, right? Like, and all they have to do, and they're going to earn money while they're learning, and all they have to do is be willing to, you know, have some conversations, listen to what people are praying for, offer them solutions to their prayers and support. That's it.
So, there's so many things you said I could comment on, but the two things that came to my mind was, number one, if a person listening were to really sit down and figure out, if I had to go for the next 6 months, what does that number look like? You know, and it's different for all of us. So for some people, it would need to be $100,000 or, you know, half of that at least for 6 months. For other people, you know, that number would be bigger. Some people would be smaller, but we really need to have a system in place for that. And then secondarily, the thing that really came to my mind is everybody's got to eat. You know, yes! I mean, you cannot do a lot of things in this world that you may even like to do, but you cannot just decide one day, I'm just not eating anymore. I can cut that out of my budget.
I'm done
with that. You know? I mean, you can go back to drinking tap water instead of bottled water,
yep.
You know, and there's a whole bunch of arguments for why you wouldn't want to, but you can do that, you know, but you're not going to go with just no food in the house.
Not at all. And here, let me tell, I'm going to say this because this, and it may sound a little arrogant, but I'm going to preface it by saying it may sound arrogant, but it's real for me. And it's real for you too, Steve. It's going to be real for you. Listen, this food has transformed my health, right? Me, I released 33 pounds. My husband released 92 pounds. My mom aged backwards 5 years in about 10 days, literally. My nephew, high-level athlete, cut his recovery time in half. And so now 11 years into a professional career in sports, he's doing 3 a days, right? So I've watched myself, my life, my friends transform their health because of these products. And because of that, I am going to use these products for life, no matter whether they paid me or not. Okay, because I love them. But here's the reality for me, Steve. I am not here investing my time, effort, and energy and aligning my brand with this company because the products are great. Because the products are great, which they are, I'm just going to use them. I'm here building my third seven-figure business because our company got the financial model right. Right. And because the products work so incredibly well, and because, like you said, everybody eats, right? Everybody eats. That plays into the financial model. That's why, you know, Steve, our company, I always laugh. We're this little company out of Phoenix, Arizona. You know, we've done like, in our 17 years, we've done like just over $7 billion in sales, right? So we're a small company. Yet, in those $7 billion in sales in 17 years, in North America, of all companies, every single network marketing company on the face of the planet, we have created more six and seven figure income earners than in North America than any other company in the history of the world. Right now, we did that. We're $7 billion. Amway does $8.8 billion a year, right? We've done $7 billion in 17 years. How is it that this little company is able to do that, right? Create more six and seven. That's why I'm here, right? Because it gets me excited to know that I've partnered with a company that is more efficient in sharing its profits with people than the rest of the world. But part of that is because everybody eats. And because of the way people feel when they put these products in their bodies, people just stay on. 82% exactly of everybody at Isagenics, they just buy the products because they love them. They don't want a business. They're not thinking about a business. They don't care about a business. They're not participating. They just use these products over and over and over again because of the results they produce and because, yeah, they're their groceries, you know. It's like some people are like, okay, well, here's my grocery list. Eggs, cheese, milk, Isagenics.
Yeah. I mean, even through all the stuff with Maya and everything else, I had an auto ship. I even got to one point, it was so funny, went into the cupboard, you know, that it was all in. I was like, I don't need any of that or that. Or that. You know?
Yeah.
But, you know, I mean, Kathy takes her with her to events. Oh, and gosh. She'll be like, you know, we'll have five or six of our authors that are there, sometimes more, you know, depends on the event. And she'll just be like, meet me in my room. And, you know, and then she just makes, you know, little... you know, sample cups of shakes, you know, I mean, they can have more if they want, but, you know, she just makes shakes for everybody and be like, here, start off your day, you know? And,
listen, dude, this nutrition has gone around the world with me. It's so funny. My favorite story, Lisa and one of our team members, her name is Lakeisha Michelle. Oh my gosh, she's one of your best-selling authors, Lakeisha Michelle. So Lakeisha and Lisa, they were traveling. I think we were all together in Spain and they got sick. And the only thing they could keep down were our shakes. That was the only thing that they could keep down. Everything else decided that it didn't want to be there, you know? And so it's just, this food has been around the world with us. I don't go anywhere without it. Anywhere. I mean, why would you go anywhere without something that makes you feel your absolute best? I would.
And they do taste good. And for those of us that have been on diets, you've gone through a lot of things that it's like, oh yeah, I can stomach that for, you know, about another week.
You know, that's what's funny. Remember how I started this journey? They offered me the shake and I was like, oh my God, this is delicious. What's in here? I thought there was something fancy and special. It was just water.
Yeah. Well, you know, we want to, because you and I, it's not uncommon for Cece and I to have 3-hour conversations about everything and nothing because we love spending time together. But we do want the listeners to be able to have something actionable. So a person listening right now that, you know, wants to go and do something, what is something that a person could do right now to take step one towards having the ability to know that they can make it through a life event, that they can replace their income, that they can be on track to be 6 figures, whatever their goal is, what's the first thing a person should do?
You know what? I'm going to tell you. Let me tell them the first place they should go. Because one of the things that I love doing, and this is outside of my business at Isogenic. Now, many of my team members are a part of this community as well, but it's outside of what I do with Isogenic. But I have a Facebook group that I run that's called the Creating Freedom Crew. And it's at www.creatingfreedomcrew.com. So www.creatingfreedomcrew.com. And Steve, what I do in that Creating Freedom Crew is it's just my the folks in there call it the Facebook lottery. They're like, you've hit the Facebook lottery if you're in the Creating Freedom Crew, because it's a very select group of people who are all on a journey of creating freedom in their lives. Right. And freedom looks so many different ways for so many different people. And in that crew, I teach, you know, it's all personal development. So I teach about the 5 freedoms, what I call the 5 freedoms. And so I'm going to run down really quickly what they are. And if people will, you know, if they become a part of this Creating Freedom Crew, they're going to learn how to create freedom in this way. And the first of those 5 freedoms is called financial freedom. We all know what that is, right? We need the money to be able, you know, to do the things that we want to do, you know, to live the life that we want to live, again, by design, no matter what happens, you know, whether you're, you know, going through something amazing, like you take a month off to marry your soulmate and travel to four different islands and over a course of a month, or whether you're investing, whether you're spending 9 months taking care of your beautiful mother in love, you know, as she, you know, walks to be home with Jesus. The financial freedom is one of those foundation pillar things that you need. The second of our freedoms after financial freedom, we need time freedom. Really, we have to be able to own our own time. I also talk about the third freedom as being location freedom. You want to be able to be wherever it is you choose to be. I do my business here in my office today, but later I'll be at the gym, and then maybe I'll be in the car with my husband tomorrow. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if I'm here, if I'm in London, if I'm in, you know, if I go and hang out with Steve and Kathy in their epic new home in Southern California, I need to have location freedom. This fourth freedom is one that, that really means a lot to me too. It's physical freedom. We need the body, the health, the energy, the stamina to really be able to physically do the things that we want to do. And my last one, the last of our freedoms, of our 5 freedoms, the one that I'm going to tell you I protect the most, is called emotional freedom. Steve, I only do business. I only am around people that I like, know, and enjoy, you know, and that's what emotional freedom gives me the ability to do. So if folks will join that Creating Freedom Crew, which is at www.creatingfreedomcrew.com, they can learn more about, you know, how it is we can create that kind of life. If they want to know more specifically about Isogenics, if they'll inbox me at Facebook, my on Facebook, I'm CC President, CECE President. Yep, just like the President of the United States. That's my name. CC President, or you can type in Just Ask Me. Tell me you heard about me on this webinar, and then whatever level of physical and financial freedom that you're looking for in your life.
Cece, thank you so much for sharing who you are with us, for taking the time. You know, wherever a person's at, I hope they will join you at Creative Freedom Crew or Cece President on Facebook. Cece's amazing. Just have fun conversations with her and, you know, watch your world change. And I really appreciate you spending the time with us on the show here today.
It's been an absolute pleasure. I love hanging out with my Steve.
What is your life going to look like when it's really free? How does your health show up? What kind of nutrition are you going to put into your body? What are you doing with your time? Ooh, that's a big one. How do you have yourself set up so that the finances are there both when the things that we don't expect in life comes up, as well as just the day-to-day that you're living through? What are you doing so that you are freed emotionally? Do any of you guys struggle with that? I have. I do. I'm so busy focused on all of the things I can't control. Am I the only one? Is there anybody that's got their hands up right now saying, me too, me too? A good friend of mine said once, many times I've actually heard him say it, control what you can and don't worry about what you can't control. That's powerful. And emotionally, we need to move beyond the past and live in the present and in the plans for making an amazing future, because you do have an amazing future. And I want to see you living fully in it. But I want you to understand, your reason to show up in the world, my reason to show up in the world, is to be what we need to be for the people that only we can reach. When you look at somebody like an Oprah Winfrey, you see how amazing she is and all the people she's reached. But believe it or not, there's people that aren't Oprah fans. I know, I'm surprised, but I know that's true. And so you need to share you with the world. You need that book to come out. You need it to be a bestseller. You need to share that thing that only you can do with the people that you're meant to reach. What if it was only one person? But what if that radically changed their lives? How important and impactful is that? Reach for that. Know that you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. And the world needs you. Show up. Be the best you can be. Live your life to the fullest. Make the impact that you're meant to make in the world. Help people find the change in their life they need because you showed up. And know that Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, I hope you have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.